Hi.
Hi, is that Lindsay?
Hi, speaking, yeah.
Hi, it's Francesca from INS calling.
Hiya.
Just for data protection, can you confirm your date of birth and postcode for me?
Yeah, it's 7478 BH80LX.
Perfect, thank you. I was just finishing the application off now, and I just realised, would I be able to grab an email address for you?
Yeah, it's Lindsay Lewis, so it's LYNSAY.
Yeah.
And at Lewis, LEWIS.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lewis at hotmail.co.uk.
Perfect, thank you.
I'm struggling to get into emails if I've got to use a zero or a P or date of birth or anything like that. I'm really struggling to access my emails at the minute, so probably won't that.
So the contracts get sent to your phone as well by a text message.
Right.
So I'll send them through now.
Do I need to sign that on my phone? Because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, so it's a digital e-signature. So when you open the link, it'll come up with the contracts on the screen. And then on the bottom of the screen, it has a yellow rectangle box that says a number and then fields required. So if you press on that, it takes you to all the pages that you'll need to sign.
Right, okay.
And then
so how do I actually sign it?
So on those pages, then there's a box. It'll say tap to sign. So you click on it and then you can just draw it with your finger.
Right, okay.
So I've sent that over now. Just going to double check to see
if... Yeah, I've just had something come through. Hold on a minute. I guess it will... That's for example, what is this? What is this? I spoke to my daughter as well. She said, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, no problem.
Wait a minute.
I'll take those details off you afterwards if you want.
Oh, yeah, that thing there. Hold on a minute. Mum, your reference, please. Click the link. Well, I'll click the link, see if I can access it. I'll have a new phone in a couple of weeks. It's just this. I don't know what I've done. To sign my documents. Do review. I can't see. Tiny review. Required for my mate subset. So do I need to look for this before I sign it? Yeah.
So everything we spoke about on the phone is in. So then the last three, so the client care letter, the conditional fee agreement, and then the letter of authority. So we covered majority on the phone. So if you have a quick read through, I'll double check everything you have with everything. And then the part one and two then is all your personal details and then the statement section.
Do I need to fill all that in or have you done it?
No, so you don't need to fill anything in. So there's any sections missing or if it asks you to tick any boxes. Sometimes it asks you to tick a box. So if you do that and then I change it on my end and it's okay.
I don't have to tick a box.
No, so when you click on the fields required, it might take you to a page and ask you to tick one of the boxes.
Right, hang on. Six fields required. Right, let me just... What is this? I can't see. I brought my glasses. I can't see.
It's tiny, isn't it?
Right. Oh, so you need all my bank statements and that as well?
No, no. So you don't have to fill anything out.
Okay. You just want signatures. Right. Let me see if I can do this. Hold on a wee minute. Tap to sign. There you go. Apply. Where else? Does these all just come up automatically?
And then when you move on to the next one, then when you open it, it should come up with the signature you used in the last one, and you might should be able to reuse it. But
no, it's blank. It's blank.
Yeah, sometimes it saves, sometimes it doesn't. It's a bit of a pain.
yeah. I don't know what happened there. It didn't come up, and it took me after page. It took me someone else. What have I done? See, I told you I'm completely illiterate. I haven't got a clue. I get so stressed. I haven't got patience. How do I go back to find that box? Because obviously it didn't do anything. I just thought if I pressed apply it would just go automatically and never
have it. Is the arrows on the bottom of the screen?
Yeah, no, it's come up a minute ago it said six required field left. So I've done the first one, then the second one, the fifth one. Come up a box where you said it should just come up automatically. I just pressed apply and then I thought it would come through, but it didn't. And now it's disappeared. It's vanished, so I don't know how we find it. It's not coming up with me to sign anything.
So are the contracts still on the screen?
Yeah, but it says four required fields left, but the fifth one's disappeared. I don't know where it went, but there's no thing to it. This isn't letting me do anything in the box. Oh, right. I've just made a mess. How do you?
That's okay. So
hopefully.
if you tap on the, well, no, it says
Yeah.
fields required, and then just fill those out, and then if the number goes down and if it lets you submit it, they'll get sent through to us then, and I can confirm to see if the signature's been put on them.
Hold on a minute. Very good. Music. Oh, this is hard work.
It's a pain, isn't it? No, sorry.
Where is it? I've got to scroll from it. I can't find it. It's I don't know where it is, darling. I can't see.
That's okay. So if you just tap on the yellow box again, and it should take you then to the next page.
Yeah, it's coming up with a little tiny box. What's that for? Please take about the option you have chosen. I'm uploading support documents. Do I need to
take them? Yeah, so just tick those ones there.
Well, all of them?
Yes. Yeah, so
I am not including support documents. Or I am including, so I don't need to tick all of them. It's only one, isn't it?
Yeah, so if you tick one, and then if it works, leave it like that. If it takes you back to that page, tick both, and I'll change it on my end.
So what am I doing? What am I ticking? I am including supporting documents with my form, or I am not including support. So I'm not doing any. I'm not including support
documents. No, no. So, yeah, so click the not including.
Right.
And then if the number on the bottom goes down, then that's fine. But if it doesn't, just click the both of them. Sometimes it chooses and it doesn't like the... It's a pain in, honestly.
Oh, listen, I don't know.
And then I'll change it on my end.
Your signature, so it's not even letting me do anything. It's not letting me write. Oh, I don't know. These probably aren't even going to all look the same because I don't know what I'm doing.
No, that's okay.
This one. What is this asking me to tick? Alright, so that one, that's been ticked. Signature on that one. Press the second one. It just took me straight back to there again. Does the signature on that one?
Is that what the tick box is?
It keeps just, it took me right back to that. Signature on that one, signature on that one.
Yeah, so with the tick boxes, if you just tick the both of them.
Wait a minute. It's not coming up with another place for me to sign in this one. It's just loads of writing.
So then on the very bottom of the screen then as well, there'll be a small box and like a black outline that you have to just tick as well, just to like confirm that it's you and it's your signature and everything like that.
I can't find it, darling. This is just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. There's not, hang on. What is this? Signed by, what's that? Oh, that's you. Sign, tap to sign. Draw. Oh, just wait a minute. You clear that. Don't look off. Can you move it? Type. I need to make the box smaller. Draw. Sometimes it's working and sometimes it's not. There's the next one. So I've still missed it one because it still not took me to the number five one. What was this? That's signed. Well, it takes you right back to the start, doesn't it? When you, that's why I'm scrolling forever. Sorry, I'm useless.
No, it's not. You're not useless. Don't worry. Honestly,
it is
the thing. I'm the same. If I click the wrong link, I click on the wrong button, and it takes me back. Honestly, it drives me mental.
Yeah, that's me too. I just can't do it.
Yeah. One thing goes wrong, and I lose it.
Yeah. That's it. No, you just put it down there. You don't go back to it. Yeah. What is that? Right, it's not there. This is one field left. Where is it? Can't find it down. Wait a minute. That's one I've just done. Hyla.
So if you click on the box that says one field required.
No, I've done that. No, it just keeps taking, I'm scrolling, it keeps just taking me back to the start again. I'm trying to find
on the very, very bottom of the page, it should just stay there. There'll be a tiny little box.
It reminds me to take that box.
Right? Yeah, that then should be the last one.
No, all registered fields completed, right, okay.
But and then the box then should go like a darker purple, where it says, like, submit or something, I think.
Yeah, I've done it. I think I've done it. Okay. Verify, you need to do that. Signature complete. Thank you, Miss Lindsay Carolina. Your document has been signed and recorded. Right, I think that's done.
Perfect. I'll just refresh now and see if they come through. Perfect. There they are.
Yeah.
All through. Let me double check to see if it actually pulled in the signature.
I think I've done it all. Do I need to send you?
Yeah, they've all come through.
Can you take a note of my daughter's phone number where I pull it up on the screen so I don't have to go back and forth and screenshot and zoom in and everything else? Wait a minute. I can't see. Wait a minute. Right, her name is Ella Louise. It's hyphenated. Ella Louise Ingram. That's Ingram.
Yeah.
And her, where's E? Hang on. B, C, D, E. Remember, our phone number is 07933.
Yeah.
220395. And her date of birth is the 11th of February, 2009.
Right. And is the address the same as yours?
No, she lives in... Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to have to ask for the address. She's just moved.
Don't stress. I'll add those details on for now, and then when you get the address, we can add that on at a later date.
Right, okay, perfect.
That's okay, that's perfect. And then on the WhatsApp then, if you send over the birth certificate and the letter, and I'll get those added on, that'll be perfect.
Right, okay, it's this phone of it. I'm struggling to press the send button. It's really playing out, but where's my... I've got my birth certificate here somewhere. I had to find everybody's the other day. You know, you have copies. These are all the original.
Yeah.
I gave the kids all the copies, and they're like, "Mom, I need birth certificate." I'm like, "Well, where's the one I gave you?" I don't know. That's the usual, isn't it? Let me just take a picture of this now. Do you realize there's a Scotch one? It's got a Scotch pick on it. Well, kind of. I'm so old. Where's my WhatsApp? My potential is over now. Well, it's here in my room, then I've done it.
And so I have to do it as soon as I
get,
otherwise I won't.
You won't do it. You'll end up putting it out then about 3 years later. Oh, yeah, I'll have to do it.
Yeah, I put the phone down and it doesn't get done.
Right, so that's my birth certificate. Send that to the button box. Oh, it did. Good. Right, that's my birth certificate. What else did you ask for?
So a letter or a bank statement that has your full name, address, and then
I don't get bank statements. What have I got? I've got date of this. I've got term maintenance letter. Term maintenance. Hang on, there's a date. Then it won't be that long. That's 9th of September. Too long ago, isn't it? What is this? 25th of July. No, 26th, isn't it? Oh, my whole that I keep everything paperwork-wise. Right, I'll have to look all that up for you, but you've got my...
That's
my,
okay, no problem.
Yeah, you've got that. So, what about my passport as well? We're going to just send you that so you can verify with the boss, even though it's out of date, can't you?
So, the birth certificate is the proof of identity, that's fine. So, I just need the letter, so a proof of address. Can pull like a bank statement from your online app if you have one, or just a letter.
Yeah, I can't. It doesn't. And with TSB, it doesn't let me take screenshots or anything, so I can't.
If you just keep an eye out, see if you can find anything. And do you want me to send you a message tomorrow to remind you?
Right, okay. To take what book date is this then? This is... I can't even see.
Anything after the 20th of April.
Anything after 20th of April? Wait a minute. What have we here? Cancel. I've just found my passport. But you can't do that, can you? Wait a minute. Notice of variation of my rent. Wait a minute. What's the date on this? 2nd of March 2026, or is it after that?
After April, 20th of April.
I've got a real bad habit of not opening letters and that, and don't answer my phone.
I sat down the other day and opened 20 letters.
I'm opening one new, let's see what the date is. This is Oh, now it goes to the 13th of April payment for my rent. But I don't know what the date is on the letter. From the 27th of December to the 5th of April, that's the date, and isn't it? I can't use that one. Oh, I've got to find something. I don't know, I can't find anything. Yeah, can't find anything at all.
That's okay. If you get a letter through in the next week, just take a photo of that one and send it over, and that will be fine.
Right, I will do, darling. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much. So I will get your application sent to Redress now.
Right.
And then you'll get a couple, like, a confirmation emails, but if you can't get into your emails, that's okay.
Right,
if I need to get back in contact, I will send you, is WhatsApp best for you?
Yes, please.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so I'll send you a message on WhatsApp, okay?
All right, then. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay,
thank you. And you,
bye. Bye.